Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Lamed Gimel, and we are on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. We'll start with Gufa. Again, today's Shirim and this week's Shirim was sponsored by Rav Shlomo Shmuel Rav Shlomo Shmuel ben Rav Yitzchak. Okay, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, and we are starting with Gufa. Says the Gemara Amar Shri Ben Lakish. We just had three different answers how to put together the Mishnah here that we had on Lamed Beis and Aleph that discussed cutting one of the simanim, the veshet and the on the not being able to cut the second one because it was nifsak. What is the halacha? Nevela, treifa, machlokas, revisheva, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva was choserbo. Either way, three different answers that we had, and now we're discussing a sheet of Reish Lakish that came up along the way. Gufa, Amar, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Shachar Esakana, V'yacharkach Nikva Hareya. What happens if somebody cuts the trachea, and then Nikva Hareya, and then the lung got a trefa. So Nikuvas Hareya is a trefa, right? There's a hole in the lung. But the Reish Lakish here is Machadish, that once the kana, once the trachea is cut, which the kada is the windpipe, and the windpipe goes into the lung, so then that's ki'ilu, it's separated, it's finished. That part of the shechit of the animal is not relevant anymore. Any problem with that, with the lung, is not a problem, because the lung connection to the body, which is the trachea, so then that is already ki'ilu, it's removed. The language that the Gemara used earlier, and that Rashi used earlier, is that it is ki'ilu kemanchad b'tikula damya, right? It's as if it's in a basket. So that's what Shlakish just did, that if the trachea is cut, and then nikva reik shera, amar Rava. Rava then has a limitation. Lo amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish ela bereya hol v'chaye reya tluya bekana. This is only by the reya. It's only by the lungs, because the lungs is what's connected to the kana, and that's why only regarding a trefa mark in the kana in the reya would that not be a problem. Aval b'bnei me'ayim lo, but not in the intestines. The b'nei me'ayim is connected to the veshed, the esophagus, because that's with the food. So cutting the windpipe is not going to affect where the food is going to go, the b'nei me'ayim, and therefore if there's a trefa, the b'nei me'ayim, even after I cut the kana, that would still be a problem, says Rava. Interesting, the Ran here quotes a Deya. The Ran says, well, maybe it's not dafka the lung, right? The Gemara is machali between the lung and the intestines. Says the Ran, v'lav dafka reya, dehu adin leiv v'kaved. What about the heart? The heart or the liver? De komash etali bereya chiyuso mimena. Avo b'bnei me'ayim lo, shem b'nei me'ayim tliyim ela b'veshet. Right, the other internal organs, important internal organs, says the Ran in Adeya, he puts that with the Reya, but not with the, only the intestines are excluded. Hilkach, shachar asaveshe, v'nikvo, b'bnei me'ayim, k'sheira, dumya dekana v'reya. So he says, what are the opposite? What happens if I cut the veshet, and then there's a problem with the b'nei me'ayim? That also would be k'sheira, similar to the kana and the Reya. So he says two things. Number one, is lav dafka the reya, is the lev and the kaved also. And then number two, he says the flip side would also work. And says the Ran ve'ena mechuverli. I don't think that you can say this, let's say, about the heart. Right? There's the heart is ki'ilu, is muncha b'dikula dami. Right? Ve'ena mechuverli, lomar b'lev, k'man demunach b'dikula dami. Di'ahachi ara behema mesa legamre. What? So the animal is as if it doesn't have a heart? It's as if it's dead. Ve'ech yatirena acharkach shita saveshet. V'chein lahakel, and also, I disagree with the second point of this opinion. As we will see in the third parak, right? A lot of what we might think is logical or is extensions of a yesod that's mentioned when it comes to treifas. A lot of it is just based on Mesorah. Some of it might fit into our medical scientific logic today, and some might not. But the Ran argues on both these points. I don't think it should extend to the heart, and I don't think it should extend even to the opposite. Sounds like it should be exactly the same. The b'nei me'ayim to the veshet is the reya to the kana. No, I don't think so, says the Ran. V'chi amrinan v'chulu, and then we'll get to today's daf. E'mazam l'kusi al b'nei me'ayim b'shem reya kamrinan. As we'll see, v'chein pirish Rashi. So that's an important day of the Ran and important rejection. But that's the Ran right here on the din of Rava. Good. Maskav la Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira has a different understanding at first of Reish Lakish. Rava limited Reish Lakish and said Reish Lakish is only by the Reya. but not by the Bnei Me'ayim. Maslar Bezera, Me'achar Shenoldu Basimani Trefa, Hitarta, Mali Berea, Mali Bebnei Me'ayim. Reb Zera has an understanding that doesn't mean that it's because the lungs are connected to the trachea. No, Reb Zera understands it as once you started a Shechita, then Shreifas can't start. Once you started the process, then the process is started, and then Shreifas are only significant before you start the Shechita. But once you started the Maisa Shechita, then we don't look at Shreifas that come right now. That's the Svara at this stage of Reb Zera. Look at Rashi on the first medium line. The Sviralon, the Kiva de Miksasa, Ishtachit, Sulo Mitrefa, She'ain Trefa Lachatzi Chias. Right, there's no Trefa for something that already has half Shechtin. Talo Sviral Rebbe Zera, the Taima Misham to Amrina Kaband Mancha Bidikula Damya. Reb Zera argues on that Svara that we were assuming in Rava. So again, Reb Zera says, it wouldn't, Simani Trefa shouldn't be a problem in either way, whatever organ is affected, because the Shechita already started. And the Gemara says, V'hadar by Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi Zera was Choserbo, right? Meaning he originally thought that once a Shechita starts, then there's no Trefas possible, but then he was Choserbo, it goes back to our understanding, right? Meaning that it's specifically the lungs, because the lungs are connected to the trachea, and once the trachea shechted, so then that part, the air part of the shechita that has to be affected, cannot become a problem anymore. Only the food part of the shechita that's affected. Well, we didn't really go into this so much yet in terms of an understanding of the shechita, the two simanim by a behema, right? One is affecting the air, the breath. One's affecting the food, right? The fact that those two fit together. Okay. Bahadur Rabbanei Reb Zera was Choserbo. Where from the following, we know that he was Choserbo. Mi deboy Rabbi Zera, Nikvu Bnei Me'ayin Beisimul Simin Mahu. Reb Zera asked if there's a Nekev, if there's a Trefa in the intestines, Beisimul Simin Mahu. And already, you know from that question, Rabbi Zera, if he thought that once you start the Shechita, there cannot be a treif affected, then he wouldn't be even asking that question. So the fact that if there's a nekev, beit simin l'simin ma'o, mi mitztareif, simin rishon l'simin sheni, l'tara midei nevela olo. What's his question? As Rashi explains, in this case, when you shecht the first simin, usually when we shecht an animal, there are two purposes that we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to make it mutter to eat, and we're trying to remove and prevent nevela, prevent tumas nevela. That's what we try to do. So here, after we shecht one, but then there's a nekev in the Bnei Me'ayim, so Reb Zera's only question is no longer about whether it's going to be mutter to eat, because now there's a trefa. The only question is, could the second simen still combine with the first simen to be matar midei nevela? But the fact that he says it's no longer mutter to eat shows that he holds that even after shechting one, there can still be a trefa that could affect the other. Right? Originally, what he felt was that once you start the shechita process, then you don't worry about any new trefas, then it should be even mutter to eat. The fact that he only asks about mitztaref litar midei nevela, that is the proof already to that he was choserbo. And again, Rashi explains, what's the issue of being mitztaref or not? Do we say that they're trying to accomplish the same goal? So they're trying to accomplish the same goal, so then they can be able to be mitztaref. They're both trying to be mitar midei nevela. But no longer is the second one trying to be matarit lachila, even though that it had that connection with beforehand, but no, not anymore. Again, Rashi says on mi mitztaref, mi amrinan simin rishon nishcha lebeis dvarim. The first simin when you started had two goals in mind: leheter achila ulatar midei nevela, right, to make a mutter to eat and to prevent tumas nevela. The simin sheni lo balatir b'achila shrei nitrefa. Right, no longer is it for serving that purpose, ela latara. V'kiva de einan shavin. If you look at both reasons totally, so ein shechitas and mitztarfos, then they shouldn't be mitztarif because they're trying to accomplish, the first simon was to accomplish two things, and the second one to only accomplish one thing. V'yavagav de simon l'risha latar midei nevela nami nishchat, even though it shares a purpose, but altogether it's not the same purpose, because it's two and one. O Dilma, or do we say no? Kiva de Risho, Nafletarmi de Nevela Nishcha, Mitzaref L'Sheni. Right, do we say that it has a common denominator, so that's close enough? in order to combine. So that's Reb Zeira's question of Nikvu B'nei Me'ayin between the two Simanim. Can the cutting of the Simanim at least prevent it from Tumas Nevela? V'yamrinan, and we said, Lav Hainu Deba Ilfa. And we said to Reb Zeira, isn't this exactly similar to what Ilfa says in the next parak? Which is all about, in the fourth parak, right, which is all about, issues of, pakua, an animal that is inside, that you shechted, and if the animal was inside, totally during the shechita, so then we're gonna learn, behema makasha in that parak, that is mutter, the shechita of the mother works for the child. But what happens if, hotzi ubar es yado mein simen lesimen? Ilfa asks, what happens if the ubar starts coming out and sticks out a limb after the cutting the first simen before cutting the second simen? So, mahu. So in that case, we ask the similar type of question. Mi mitzarif simen rishon lesimen shenu, that's armadin avelo lo. Right? Same kind of question. Because something happened in between. Not that shreifa happened, but the animal went out of its place where it's supposed to be, so that arm is not going to be mutter to eat that limb. But still, could you at least say there's not going to be tumas nevela? So ad kalo mi boilad. So this is the diuk now. How Reb Zeira was chozer bo. Ad kalo mi boilad el latar mi denevela. The only question that Reb Zeira asked is whether there's not going to be any tumas nevela by this animal. Aval ba'achila asur, it's for sure going to be asur to eat. 1 minute, according to Rabbi Zeira, didn't he originally say that once the shechita starts, then you're home free, don't worry about any other dreifas? It must be he doesn't hold that. It must be he was chozer bo, and even during the shechita process, it could be a problem. The Gemara does not link this to what we had earlier, of yesh l'shechita mitchila v'atzof, or ein l'shechita el v'atzof. Or does not link this to that lamdish sugya. Do you look at shechita in halachic increments of time? At every stage of the shechita is significant, or do you only look at it at the end? The Gemara does not link it to that sugya. Meaning, even if you say ein l'shechita el v'atzof, you might say that if something happens in between, it's still effective. Because physically, it's different than when you started. It's not supposed to happen, and therefore, it could still be a problem. Amalei Rav Acha Rav Ravina. The Gemara Rav Acha says, V'dilma lo'olam lo'hadarbe, V'rabi Zeira l'dvarav, D'rava kamar v'lei lo sfira lei. Okay, the Gemara just ends off by saying it could be that Reb Zeira was not chozer bo, he was just talking with Dvarav Derava, who he argued with. He himself might hold that it's for sure mutter even to eat. He was just saying, according to you, Rava, who says that the reason is manach bekufsa, manach bedikula. So according to you, you know, this would be a question. Fine. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Shma Mina B'Shurim Lakish. Getting back to the din of Reish Lakish, the original din. Again, that if you cut the trachea and then there's a nit trefa in the lung, it's not a problem. Because once the trachea is cut, the trachea connects to the lungs and you don't have to worry about it. So Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Shma Mina B'Shurim Lakish, that Mizamnin Yisrael al bnei me'ayim ve'ein mizamnin ovdei kochavim al bnei me'ayim. One is allowed to invite and share intestines bnei me'ayim with a Jew, but not with a non-Jew. Meaning, it's usur for a non-Jew to eat something that it's mutter for a Jew to eat. Wow. Why is that? My time up. Yisrael de b'shchita talya milsa. A Jew, why does an animal become mutter for a Jew to eat? Because it would shechted. Not because it's dead. Because it was shechted. Obviously, if it's shechted, it's going to die. Let's say it's flailing around. That's going to be the nafkamina. If it's flailing around for a Jew, once it's halachically shechted, technically, the Jew could eat it. Technically, the Jew could eat it. Yes, there's a dinder abanan, as Rashi quotes here, that one should not eat a separate din, based on a different pasuk of lo sochlu al hadam. Remember that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel, which you learn many different things from. The classic example of a lav sheba klalos. But we learn from there that even a Jew should not eat anything until it is totally dead, until it stops flailing. But that's not because of non-shechted. That's because of a separate din of lo sochlo al adam. So, in this case, my time, when a Jew shechts a b'shchita talya milsa, kivan ti'ika shchita ma'al yasa ishtri luhu. Once it's shechted, once the simanim are cut, so then it is mutter to eat, technically. And at that moment, let's say I cut the kana and I cut the veshet, so at that moment the b'nei me'ayim become mutter for a Jew. But 1 second, for a goy, it's not dead yet, right? It's only once it stops flailing. And at that, until that moment, it's ki'ilu, 1 second. It's a ki'ilu, what does Rish Lakish say? It's ki'ilu manach mitikula. It's as if this portion of the animal is already detached. Detached, that's Eivor Menachai. Because according to the, based on a non-Jew's rules, the animal is not fully dead yet, but this part of the animal is as if its kilu is detached, that's Eivor Menachai. Once it's Eivor Menachai, it doesn't become mutter once the animal dies. If I detach a limb of an animal, and then I kill the animal, it's still an isser of Eivor Menachai. So says Rev Acha Bar Yaakov, in a tremendous chiddush, that based on Reish Lakish, that could be a case of something that's mutter for a Jew, and usser for a non-Jew to eat. Let's finish the line. Right, they don't have to shecht. They could kill it however they want. And only by actual death, when the animal stops moving around, that's what creates their heter of Eivor Menachai. Hani ke Eivor Menachai dami. This is like Eivor Menachai. And that's would be a chiddush. Again, Rashi explains this by a Yisrael. It already is yatsa mide eiver menachai al yidei shchita, because that's already not chai. But when it comes to a non-Jew, you go by actual physical reality. By a Jew, you go by halachic reality. This is a perfect example of that type of that type of halacha. So this is the chiddush of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and all the Rishonim here ask. Well, let's just continue the Gemara for a second. First, Amar Papa, Habiyasiv, Nakami Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Ubai de Emily, says Rav Papa, I was sitting by Rav Acha bar Yaakov, and I wanted to ask him, Ubai de Emily, Mi'ika immediately saw Shari Lov de Kochavim Asr. We know that rule from elsewhere. That's what the Rishonim all ask here. Is there anything that's ever mutter for a Jew and Asr for a non-Jew? That's a principle that comes up elsewhere, and I was going to ask him that. Velo Amri Lei, but I didn't ask him. Da amina hataima kamar, because he has a reason. That is only based on where there's no good svara to explain why it should be mutter for a Jew and asr for a non-Jew. But if there's a good svara, so then the principle could apply, and therefore I did not ask him that question. Period. That is the, and then we're gonna prove it soon. If you look in the, obviously we'll look soon, but first let's look at the Rishonim here. Well, the Rishonim here ask the question of, let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mashma in Echad Ovdei Kochavim, Mashma the Taima Mishum, De Lekamidi, this is on the next line of the Gemara, but we'll quote it here. De Lekamidi, Lisol Shari Lo Kochavim Aser, Vetema, there are a number of examples of items that are Aser for a Goy and Mutter for a Jew. Ask Tosfos. Start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asked this question. What about Yefas Toar? Yefas Toar is a special heter for a Jew. Right? Non-Jews don't have the special heter of Mishani. And the Gemara answers, Shiny Ovde Kochavim Delabene Kibush Ninu. Right? They're not in the context. It's a special heter within the laws of warfare for a Jew. So a non-Jew doesn't have those laws of Kibush. That's why it's not included. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So they're not in that context, they don't have that area of halacha that it's not a violation of this principle, because they're just not within that world of halacha. So v'hachanami, many, if a Jew and a non-Jew share an area of halacha, so then you could ask the kasha, Jew versus non-Jew. But here, if Yefas Toar, the Gemara answers in Sanhedrin, Yefas Toar is not a fair comparison, because that's a detail of Kibush Milchama, laws of Kibush Milchama, which only apply to a Jew, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of this principle. So ask Tosfos, why don't you say the same thing here? Right? You can say the here, B'hakanami, Shani Odegachavim, Delabene Shchita Ninu, Kedama Lael. Right? You could say that they're just not in the world of Shchita. And that's why there's a difference, right? There's a difference, totally different worlds of what Hashem demands of them. And the Gemara says, V'ein lahakshos. What about the following famous halacha? What about an ovikachavim to Shabbos? A Jew is allowed to, and chayiv, to keep Shabbos. And a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. And what about osik b'Torah? Right? Or what about learning Torah? Right? The two mitzvahs that a Jew, the non-Jew is not allowed to be involved in. So Tosfos says also, don't ask from that principle, because when it's a mitzvah, that's different, right? That the principle of mi'ika midi is talking about isurim. When it comes to mitzvos, that's also something that we're not going to get into. Lo shayach lameir mi'ika midi dili yisrael shari v'yavagav da'amrin afilu shavas b'sheni b'shavas chayev mikol makom lo dami hovi yesh mitzvah shisli yisrael kimo b'shavas. So Tosfos again originally asked the question of It shouldn't even be in the same context. Then he says, oh, by the way, don't ask from that halacha. Which again is a very fascinating halacha about Torah and Shabbos. We mentioned in the past that the Rambam puts those two together in the same halacha. The Rambam in Perek Yud, halacha tes of Hilchas Malachim, discusses halacha tes, halacha yud, goy she'asak b'Torah chayim misa, lo yasok ela b'sheva mitzvah shelahen bilvad. Right? Only not allowed to keep Shabbos. V'chein. V'chein is always important. V'chein is connecting the two halachas. V'chein goy she'shavas, afilu b'yom yimos achol, a guy that keeps Shabbos, even on a Tuesday, but he keeps it as Shabbos. Yimasa oso la'atzmo kamo Shabbos, chayim misa, v'yitzorach lomar yimasa mo'i la'atzmo. The Rambam expands this to Yontif too, not just Shabbos. Klolo shel davar, and then the Rambam expands and connects the two, right? In the Gemara, you don't have them always connected, right? These two. But the Rambam connects them, and the Rambam says the yesod behind both of them. Klolo shel davar, ein manichin osan lechadesh das, velasos mitzvos la'atzman midaitan. We do not allow non-Jews to make up their own religion. What do you mean make up their own religion? So why are they allowed to do other mitzvos? The Rambam clearly is holding that these two mitzvos are definitional. When it comes to Torah and Shabbos, doing those, that would be considered creating a new religion, because those are defining to a religion. Just wearing its tzitzis every day, a guy wearing tzitzis every day, that's not creating a new religion. That's a guy wearing tzitzis. But a guy keeping Shabbos, a guy learning Torah, those two are definitions, said the Rambam. So we don't allow them to be lechadesh das. Elo o ye ger tzedek v'yekaba kala mitzvahs, o yamed b'taraso v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. Right? Seven or seven categories, as we know, not just seven categories, or 613. V'masak b'tara o shavas achidesh davar, makanoso v'onchenoso v'chul. And then the Rambam adds, ben noach sharatza lasos mitzvah mishar mitzvahs ha-Torah, kedelas kabel schar, ein mononoso milasos ozok el chasa. We don't prevent them from doing it. V'mhevi ola, mekabel mimenu, right, machlokas tanam, we paskin just carbon ola, we accept from them. Nasan staka, mekabel mimenu, if they give staka, we accept it from them. And the question is, who do you give it to? Okay, there is a Radvaz here that says maybe certain mitzvahs we couldn't. What does the Radvaz say? Here, mikom akom b'mitzvahs shetzrichin kedusha v'tara kigon tfilin sefer Torah u'mezuzah ani chochech lahachmir shlo yanichu osan lasosan. Maybe by stam, the Radvaz says, that have inherent kedusha, tashmishi kedusha, that also it's not us, or we should prevent. Right? Sometimes a non-Jew might ask for a mezuzah. They want, what if a non-Jew comes into a store and wants to buy a mezuzah? Right? Are we allowed to? Right? Is there any, issues? So that's the Radvaz, right? Lechanchila, again, it's not mentioned in the Rambam or in Gemara. But that's the halacha that's quoted here, B'derech Agav of Tosfos, that's also not a violation because that has to do with mitzvos. But then Tosfos says, I'll give you another example. Another example. What about abortion? What about abortion? Says Tosfos. V'yaf agav de ben noach ne'er agalo ubrim kida amar hasam. Right? Sanhedrin chiyiv misa for b'nei noach for abortion. V'yisrael eino ne'erag. And Yisrael is not killed. There's no chiyiv misa. Tosfos says that's also not a violation. Because there it's aser to both. Just the onesh is different. And if it's aser to both, that also is not a violation. Nehi de pater mikom makom lo shari. Lo shari. And therefore it is not a... It's not a problem. Tosfos only at the end gets back to the original question of how the Gemara can ask this. Don't you have just different categories? Okay, but either way, these are a couple of halachas that relate to Jew and non-Jew. Again, the abortion halacha is also a crucial halacha. The Rambam's lashon is much discussed. Let's just quote the Rambam's lashon, and we'll get back to it at a certain point in the future. But the Rambam's lashon in Hilchas Rotzeach, again, seems to be against the Gemara in a certain way, and that's Reb Chaim's problem and many of the other Mefarshim's problem. The Rambam's Lashon is, Harezu mitzvahs lo sasei shel halachos, the context of the Rambam is Rodef. Right, that's the first important point. Context is Rodef. If Reuven is running after Shimon, then Shimon is allowed to kill Reuven, for pikuach nefesh. Echad mevushav echad kol davar sheish bo sakaras nefashos, echad isha achaz ez ha'isha, inyan ha'kazav shekol ha'choshiv lahakos chaveiro ha'kaya ha'memisa oso, matzilin es ha'nirdaf b'chapo shel rodef. You're allowed to kill the rodef. And if you can't save the nirdaf by just injuring the rodef, matzil masanap benafsho, or he could even kill the rodef. Shneva lo sacha seinecha. Harizu mitzvos lo sase shlo lachus on nefesh harodef. Special lo sase, not to have rachmanis. Lefichach, horu chachamim, shaha ubra, shehi makasha leled, mutter lachtocha ubra bemeeha, bein besam, bein biyad. The Rambam says, lefichach, because there is this halacha of rodef, therefore, if the baby's life is endangering the mother, the baby is a rodef to the mother, and therefore, you're allowed to kill the baby before the baby comes out, because the baby is a rodef to the mother. Mipnei shehu ki rodef achareha laharga. That's an important ki. But the baby is like ki rodef achareha laharga, and therefore, the mother's life takes precedence because the baby is a rodef. Interesting in that line, the Rambam does not say you're allowed to kill the mother because the baby is not a nefesh yet. Right? The Rambam just says that the baby is a rodef. The next line, the Rambam says, v'mishahotzi rosho ein ogen, but once the baby starts coming out, then you can't touch the baby. Why? Shein dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. Because you don't push away one nefesh for another nefesh. You know, the baby's life is also a life, and therefore you can't kill one over the other. Aye, the baby's still a rodef. V'zehu tivo shel olam. The Rambam adds those four words. This is Teva Shel Olam, again, based on a line in Chazal. This is the Rambam. The question is, that if you look in the Gemara seems to say, Beferish, that the baby is not a Rodef because Min Shemaya Karach Milei, and which is the Rambam's Tivo Shel Olam. The Rambam seems to say the baby is a Rodef before the baby comes out, and not a Rodef afterwards. So the Gemara seems to say the baby is not a Rodef. That's the Rambam in Ilchus Rotzeach, discussing this Rambam. Again, a lot has been written about this Rambam in Lamdis, in Halacha, but that is the just the Rambam to be aware of. Just read the question that Reb Chaim asked without going through his whole Ma'areches. Ekas of a Rambam, the Lahaki below Yatza Rosha, Hargan Ubar, Mibreshu Rodef. Kivet the Bamas Lochash of Rodef. Ubatama Mishnah Tzorach Lomar, the Lahaki below Yatza Rosha, Hargan Osomashim Jadain Lohavi Nefesh. The Gemara seems to say that you're allowed to kill the baby before the baby comes out because the baby's not alive yet, fully. Not because the baby's a rodef. And afterwards, then, there's the Rambam says, then there's no more rodef, then it's ein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. Again, it's challenging how to fit the Rambam into the lashon of the Gemara, but that is an important Rambam just to be aware of. And again, obviously, abortion is a major topic. A Jew, again, is not chayav misa. It could be lo sirtzach. It could be lo sirtzach, an iser d'oraisa, but just without a chiyuv. Without a chiyav misa. Oh, good. Just one final point, and then we will continue. And that is the Maritz Chayis here asks, relating to this discussion of Jew versus non-Jew, says the Maritz Chayis, Verhine l'Reish Lakish. What did we ask this Chiddush Din now that we said based on Reish Lakish? Of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it's ki'ilu, it's separated already, and therefore it's going to be usser. But doesn't every shechita make the animal an avela before the shechita is finished? So why don't you have the similar kind of problem to a Jew? When it comes to the context discussed, it's ki'ilu, it's separated. So by a Jew too, it's ki'ilu, it's separated, so the animal's an avela. So if the animal's an avela, it's ki'ilu, like the kana and the rea is not in the animal anymore. So that would make it an avela. So why is it mutter to a Jew? So the obvious answer, but the Maritz Chayis just says it is, that shechita. That's what the Torah demands from shechita. So you can't say that, oh, it's an avela. If the Torah says this is it, so then there's no question that you should ask. L'Reish Lakish, Desfir Alei Debeshchita, Sakana, Oreya, Kemanda Manach Medikula, Ukeporish Mena Behema, Eich Mutaras Areli Yisrael, V'tzarach Lomar, Desof Hashchita Materas, Kemoshe Bechol Hashchitas, Naasa Nevela, Beshchita Semenechad, Al Yidei Shasakin Nikev Zaveshet, V'sof Hashchita Machsharto, De Derech Shchita Bekach. This is the Derech of Shchita, and therefore this must be what the Torah demands, and it's not a problem. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, Tanya delo kravacha bar Yaakov. There's obviously always more, but we'll continue. There's a brisa that is delo kravacha bar Yaakov, meaning against kravacha bar Yaakov, who makes this chilek of Jew and non-Jew. There's a brisa against harotz alechol mi behema kodem shetetzei nafsha. If somebody wants to eat from the animal, kodem eat a piece of the meat of the animal, kodem shetetzei nafsha. Why would you want to do that? The Gemara is going to say it's healthy meat. It's very fresh. It's healthy meat. meaning before it takes ashes, before it stops flailing around. Chotech kezayis basar beis hashchita. You could cut a little basar from the neck, from the beis hashchita. As Rashi adds, that does not require skinning. Einam mechusar hefshit. You could cut it right away. Umolcho yafe yafe. And you salt it very well. Umadicha yafe yafe. And you wash it around. Umamtin lashadidin afsha. But they have to wait until actual, you cut it beforehand, right? Because that's what you want it to be fresh. But then you have to wait until the animal actually stops moving and dies, physically, doesn't move, right? Because of losochlo al adam, Rashi says, va'ochlo, and then you can eat it. Echad obed kochavim, echad yisrael mutar and bo. But there it is. You're even a non-Jew. So that's against the diak that we just said from Avachar Bar Yaakov. Under Avachar Bar Yaakov, if you separated something before the animal stopped flailing, then that should be an Eber Menachai. Because the animal's only dead when it comes from the vantage point of a non-Jew, only when it's not moving anymore. And here, the Brisa says, even if you cut it off beforehand, it's mutter for a non-Jew. Right? And that's the kasha that's against Rav Acha. As Rashi says, v'lo amrina b'misa talya milsa, v'avi eber menachai l'gabayu. Right? That's a kasha on the Brisa's against Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Mesayle l'Rav Idi bar Avin, and this is a proof to Rav Idi bar Avin, dam Rav Idi bar Avin, am Rav Yisla bar Ashian, harotze sheyavri. Somebody wants to keep healthy. Choteich kizayis basar mibesh shchitasa shal behema, umalcho yafe yafe, salted very well, umadicho yafe yafe, umamtin lachetezi nafsha, echanovikachavim, echi yisrael, mutarinbo. So exactly, Rav Acha bar Rav Idi bar Avin says exactly, what the Brisa said, and therefore it supports against Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Tosis wonders why it does not mention here anything about washing the neck before the salting. It only mentions salting and then washing. Hadalu itkar hadacha kamaisa. Isn't there an original one? Tosis says maybe you're using this for tzli. By tzli, there's always different requirements because by tzli, the blood drips out. Right, different than Bishel, where the blood just sits in the pot. So maybe there's differences with Sli, so that's why it doesn't mention it. The Rashba also discusses the issue of the first Hadacha. But then Rashba adds on this line, V'chein Halacha. I think the Halacha is against Rav Acha bar Yaakov, like the Brisa says, it's all mutter. V'chein Halacha, V'tamahani ala Rambam Zal, says the Rashba. Shepasach b'sefer shoftim. He says, if you look in the Rambam and Hilchas Malachim Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, Dili Yisrael Shari Yilagoy Aser. The Afilu b'Shashach to Yisrael. If you look on the Rambam Tes Yud Beis, right? We have it open. He says the Rambam seems to paskin like the earlier Tes Yud Beis. Hashochet esabehema Afilu Shachad Bas Shnei Simanim Kol Zman Sheim Afarcheses Eiver Ubasar Haposhin Mimeno Asurin LeBnei Noach Mishum Eiver Menachai. Seems to pass on like the earlier Rav Acha bar Yaakov, right? That it's awesome. Mishum Eiver Menachai, if you take anything, separate anything. But the Gemara seems to say Tamahani because, right, it seems to be against, like the Rashba says, the Gemara seems to be against the Rambam. Why would the Rambam pass on like the earlier Deos? And that's the problem also, the Kesa Mishnah points out here, and the Radvaz. Well, how do you understand the Rambam? Tzarech Iyun, the Kesa Mishnah leaves. There is an interesting discussion of the Mizrahi. Mizrahi is one of the earliest commentaries we have on Rashi, right? The Re'im. Every other paragraph in the Sifsei Chachamim. Sifsei Chachamim is a compilation of many of the Mefarshim on Rashi, the early Mefarshim. So the Re'im is one of the earliest, right? Even before the Maharal. The Maharal always starts off by quoting the Re'im and then saying his own pshat. So the Mizrahi, in the beginning of Ayeshev, discusses the Chazal that Yosef told Lashon Hara about his brothers to Yaakov in various areas. In Arayos, in Eiver Men Hachai, Bechulu. So we always read that Rashi. Eiver Men Hachai, what the brothers just ate, Eiver Men Hachai, Stam. Right, everybody knows Eiver Men Hachai is Aser. What was the issue? So suggest the Mizrahi, maybe this was part of the issue. Says the Mizrahi, Shashvatim Kedino Yos, and the Shvat, and the Gemara calls it that Yosef was wrong, and he was loka. It was loka with, he was punished, mida kenegan mida. Why was he wrong? Yosef hayatoa bedin. Vayadano sam sha'asu shalo kedin. Yosef thought they were doing something wrong, but they weren't. Vayamagano son laviv kifis varaso. Why? What was happening? Says the, and he goes through each one. So the first one is Eiver Menachai. Delegabe Eiver Menachai, hashvatim hayuchotchim basar mebeis hashchita, bo'odim mefarcheses. This is actually the case. Says the Mizrahi, they used to cut parts of the animal before it was actually totally dead. Like it says here, it was healthy. The brothers used to do that. The Yosef haya savur. Yosef thought that's Eivor Menachai. Yosef passing like the Rambam, right? Passing like the earlier Deya, and therefore it's Eivor Menachai. The Ein Hadavar Kain, but says the Mizrahi, not true. The Afilo the Ravacha Bar Yaakov, the Polygaleder of Edi Hanimili Bekanani, Rishim to Kanani, less Lehushchita El Afilo Benachir Baalmasagi. The Kivet Bemisa Talia Melse and Yosef Eivor Menachai. Sheheimus Harim Boachatamus. That's only by Kenani. Aval be Yisrael, the Bishchita Talia Milsa, given the Shachal Ashchita Malia, Kfar Yasub the Eivor Menachai. So did they have the status of a Jew, the status of a non-Jew at that time? Right? This is the Ramban's Kasha, this is the whole Shiloh of the Mishnah Lamelech in the Sefer, in his Sefer. Prashas Drachim, right? What status do they have? So maybe this is part of the issue. The brothers felt that they had the status of B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, this was not a problem. Yosef maybe thought they had the status of Kenanim. Eivor Menachai, it's a problem. And that's part of the issue that was behind this Lashon Hara. Then you have the, what about, what was the Arayos, what was calling them Avadim. He goes through each of the, Averos, so to speak, each of the Lashon Hara elements that Yosef mentioned right here in the beginning of Vayeshev. But the Eivor Menachai one is the one that's related to us here. Okay. Says the Gemara. Let's continue. Hashochet, says the Mishnah. Hashochet behema v'chaya v'of. V'lo yatsa mehen dam ksherim. What if somebody does shchita and no blood comes out? No blood comes out. Is that a problem? So the Mishnah says, no, not a problem, ksherim. The animal is still kosher. Why would I have thought there's a problem? Why would I have thought there's a problem? You know, the fact that there's no dam. So some Rishonim say, and this we mentioned 2 days ago. Well, maybe if you can't do the mitzvah of kisi hadam, maybe there's something lacking in the shechita. Wow, that's a chiddush, right? Because if you say that the kisu is somehow the gemar hashechita, right? So maybe that's a reason to prevent. The Rambam is a different shot. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalas Asura says if there's no dam, maybe you would think that the animal died before you shechted it, because where's the dam? So that's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. Dalid Yud Gimel. Hashochet be'ein mechayev of lo yatsa mehem dam. Harei elu mutarin ve'ein omrim shema mesa haisa. We don't say it was dead, because why else wouldn't there be blood? Okay, that's the first halacha, that it's still called dead. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, at least the first part. You can talk about in the related to Kisi Hadam. Right, the first suggestion that was given by the Rishonim, if you look in Simen Chav Ches, right, the Simen about Kisi Adam, in the beginning of the Simen, the Shulchan Aruch says, Va'kisui hi mitzvah bifnei atzma. This is the Rama talking. Aval hashchita ksheira afem hizid velo kisa. Interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, even has to say that. The shchita is kasher even if you did not wear machasad adam. So that's the Havamina here. That's the Havamina here. Again, it's a tremendous chiddush. What's the Havamina that it would be, prevented? Or just mitzad knas? Just mitzad knas, you would say it? Or is there something more? That's what the Shach discusses here. Ksheira mashma afilo la'atzmo. Delo kahabach sha'oso la'atzmo. Miuhecha da'ha'am prutzim b'mitzvahs kisui. She'ena machasim kedin. O she'ena mevarchim ala kisui ala shchita yishliknos. V'lachai malkos v'gam yishleser ha'shchita. La'ovrim shim migdir milsa. Okay, if it's older Rabbanan, it's less conceptual. But that's the shach. We'll have to get to that again in the, when we talk about the perek of Kisi Adam. So, if somebody shachs an animal and there's Odam, ksherim. Then we add the halacha of Tama Vatara. V'ne'echalon beidai misoavos. And the meat can be eaten with Tama hands. Tama hands. Meaning, the meat is not mukshar l'kabal tuma. Right? Every food has to be mukshar l'kabal tuma. So there's no blood here. L'fishal hochshur b'dam. There was no dam to be machshir l'kabal tuma, so therefore, even without washing one's hands are automatically tamei, right? They're considered shnios latuma, and this meat would not be hukshar because it was never wet. There was no dam. Rabbi Shimon Omer hukshur b'shchita. Rabbi Shimon says no, just the shchita itself is machshirit. Rashi migu desharya shchita lahach baser midayver menachai mashvi le'nami ochla l'gabe tuma. If it's matirit to eat, then it's mutirit to make it ochel. So that works well with, we've mentioned often, what's the svara of hechshel kabal tuma? Is it just to open up the spiritual pores to allow tuma to take place? Or maybe it's giving it a shame ochel. So if that's true, so maybe that's the svar of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says if the shechita gives it a shem ochel legabe the iser of Eiver Menachai, so maybe that also gives it a shem ochel for Tumah V'Tahara. You don't need hechsher because it got a shem ochel just by the physical act that was done to it. And that's that svara that the Rashi and the Sefer HaChinuch give in Parsha Shmini, that could fit in well to Rabbi Shimon's shita. Good. So Taima Deloy Samayim Dam. So the reason, says the Gemara, that it is the animal could be eaten with tummy hands is because no dam went out. But if dam went out, meaning if the animal became wet with dam, which is one of the seven liquids, that's machshir, so then it cannot be eaten with tummy hands. So I ask the Gemara, what type of meat are we talking about here? Amai yadayim shniyos hein. Hands, we know, on a drabana level are considered shniyos latuma. Vein shniyos shlishi b'chulin. And sheni is never osa shlishi b'chulin. Right, what are the rules? There's rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi. Sheni is only make a shlishi, we paskin, in shruma and kachim. Shlishi is only revi, makes a revi in kachim. So shlishi and revi are not shayach to talk about in the world of chulin. Nothing happens. If a sheni touches chulin, nothing happens. It's not susceptible. So here, the Mishnah Pashas is about chulin, and therefore, why should, even if there was dam, why should there be a problem of touching it with hands, with tummy hands? Oh, we might have a chulin askin, and then how do we know our Mishnah is talking about chulin? Four different points, or so. How do we know the Mishnah is talking about chulin? Diktani chaya. First it says chaya, right? There's no carbon, that's chaya. Dilu kachim, chaya bakachim iika, number one. Visu, I bakachim, ki lo yatsamim dam ksheira, hu atzva ladam utzarech. By kachim, if there's no dam, everything's perfect and wonderful. The whole point of kachim is for zrikas adam. If there's no dam, isn't that a problem by kachim? And the Mishnah seems to say it's not a problem. Visu, and number three, right? Rashi says, zrikas dam hu desharya lahu. Right, it's not going to be mutter, even without any zrika. Visu, back to the Gemara. Iba kachim, ki yatsamim dam mi machshir. By kachim, if dam comes out, is that machshir? Don't we have a special halacha that the dam in the Beis HaMikdash is not machshir? V'yam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin ladam kachim she'eino machshir. Right, because that would cause problems in the Beis HaMikdash with blood all over the place. Shne'emar al aretz tishpachenu kamayim. Dam she'nishpach kamayim machshir. Dam that is nishpach kamayim and then is covered up with kisi adam, that type of dam is machshir lekabel tumah. She'eino nishbach kamayim. If it's not just poured out, but it is sprinkled on the mizbeach, eino machshir. It's not machshir. So therefore, this dam in the Beis HaMikdash anyway wouldn't be machshir. Number three. Number four. Visu I bekachim, if we're talking about kachim, ki lo yatsamim dam, lo miskashri, kind of the opposite. Right? First we said, would this dam ever be machshir? And now we're asking, do you even need the dam to be machshir? When it comes to kachim, right, we know, even if there's no dam, lichs kashri b'chibas hakodesh. We know the principle that comes up every so often of chibas hakodesh, the beloved nature of kachim allows us to break rules of kachim, and therefore something can be mukshal lekabel tumah even if it's not physically connected to one of those seven liquids. The kaimalon chibas hakodesh machshartan. So four different points that tells us that this Mishnah is about chulin. Once it's about chulin, then we have the kasha. The Mishnah is meduyuk that only because there was no blood could you touch it with tummy hands. But if there was blood, you wouldn't be able to touch it with tummy hands. Why not? It's chulin. You can make chulin tummy. And hands, or it's not even going to make a tummy. Hands are shenis, and shenis don't make shlishis when it comes to chulin. And our Mishnah is all about chulin. That's the kasha. Again, chibas hakodesh, we've discussed in the past. We'll see at the end if there's more time. But just remember the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei that talks about the two types of chibas hakodesh. Right? Makshal lekabel tumah, giving it a shem ochel. And maybe one's daraisa, one's darabanan, trying to answer stiras amongst the Rishon. Okay, either way, how do you understand our Mishnah? So, a couple of pshatim. Number one. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua. Hacha b'chulin shalakan b'kesem maiser askinan. Maybe we're talking about chulin that was bought with maiser sheni money. And there is a daya that chulin bought with maiser sheni money is susceptible to becoming tamei from a sheni. Udeloka Rabbi Meir. Not like Rabbi Meir shita tetznan, because the Mishnah says in Meseches Para, kol aton bias mayim midirei sofrim, anything that requires hand washing mi derabanan, which is another way of saying a sheni mitame es hakodesh, any sheni could be mitame kachim. Mitame is always the word that means you make something tame, and it can make something else tame. Mitame es hakodesh, meaning a sheni touches a carbon to make it a shlishi, and that can make a revi. Uposel es hatruma. Posel means it makes it tame, but it doesn't give it the power of transfer. So the sheni could posel truma. Umutter bechulin ubemeiser divrei Rabbi Meir. But it comes to chulin and meiser sheni, no effect. No effect. That's Rabbi Meir shita. V'chachamim osur b'meiser, and the chachamim osur by meiser, or by something that was bought with meiser money. Right, that's the comparisons. Therefore, that maybe that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about chulin that was bought with meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim, and our Mishnah is going like the opinion that that is also susceptible to tuma. Good. Matzal v'rasimi barashi mimai. Does that really work? Dilma, adkan lo pligi rabbanan le Rabbi Meir. When did the rabbanan in this Mishnah argue with Rabbi Meir and say meiser is susceptible? Ella ba'achilas meiser. Maybe they say you can't eat that meiser. Ba'achilas meiser. Avo benegia de meiser v'achilo de chulon lo pligi. Maybe just by touching it, they wouldn't argue. Maybe that's like the one idiot. See, look at Rashi. How do you know that's what they mean in this Mishnah? Somebody whose hands are tamei or is not allowed to eat. Oh, hababa mayim shuvim lo yochal b'meiser, that's shurim b'meiser, achila mashma. Avo b'achila de chulin, right? But if just eating chulin or just touching the meiser, maybe they wouldn't think it's a problem. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. How do you know? Back to the Gemara. V'ha negiyahi, midaktani ne'echalin b'day miso avos. It says eaten, not eat it. Milo askina de kasafi le'lechavre. Maybe you're giving it to your friend, and the Mishnah says it's still a problem. So, first suggestion is rejected. Can't be talking about chulin that was bought with meiser sheni money. So let's try number two. El amar papa. Again, what's the problem? Our Mishnah's mashma that if you had tame hands and there was blood, you're not able to touch it because you make a tame. Why not? It's chulin. So el amar papa hakal biyadayim tchilos askinan. We're talking about a case where your hands are rishons. Wow. How could your hands be a rishon? Reb Shimon ben Elazar hi. Shimon ben Elazar, Titania, because the Tosefta says, Ein yadayim tchilos lechulin. Your hands by themselves can never be rishons. Right? A person, right, could become tummy from an avatuma. So a whole person could be a rishon. But just hands, that's, says the Tanakhama, can't be. Rishon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Yadayim Tchilos Lechulin, Vishnios Lechulin, hands can be Rishons, we'll see what the case is, can be Rishons regarding Chulin, and Shani regarding Truma. Says the Gemara, Tchilos Lechulin in Truma Lo, what do you mean? It's only Rishon for Chulin and not for Truma? Hachi Gamar Tchilos Af Lechulin. It means even for Chulin, it could be a Rishon. Shnios Lechulin in Lechulin Lo. Fine. So what's the case? Umiika yadayim tchilos. Is it possible for hands to be a tchila? And again, if hands are rishons, so then that explains the Mishnah, because you're not supposed to, right, you can make chulin tame with tame rishon hands. So in, the Gemara says, yes, the following case. Titania, hichnis yadav labayis hamenuga. If somebody sticks their hands into a house of tsaras, we know a house of tsaras is one of the only ohels that make what's inside tame, right? Besides ohel ames, also bayis hamenuga. So what if somebody just sticks their hands in, but doesn't go in? Yadav tchilos divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, your hands become rishons. Wow. V'chachamim omer yadav shnios. Chachamim say, no, the hands are shnios in that case. And says the Gemara, dekuli alma bia b'miksas lo shma bia. Everybody agrees that you really didn't go in, that you're not tame, it's only a bia b'miksas. So lo shma bia, that's not really called going in. But v'hacha b'gzeira yadav atugufa kamiflagi. The machlokas here, are we going to be gozer, a serious gzeira of making your hands tame, atu, your guf might go in. Marsavar yadav kigufo shavin rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds that the rabbanan made your hands like the guf, meaning just your hands could be a rishon. Just like if you would have walked in, you would have become a rishon. Umarsavar yadayim ki yadayim da alma shavin rabbanan. No, the rabbanan said, okay, we make a gzeir on the hands, but like general yadayim that are considered shenis. And therefore, that's the machlokas, but our Mishnah is according to that daya that hands are rishons, and that's the case in our Mishnah. Tosfos points out here, even according to Reish, right, the Gemara here says everybody agrees that Biba makes us lo shma bia. But there is a daya elsewhere, we discussed in Shvuas and in Zvachim, Tosfos quotes it from Zvachim, that a tamei that sticks his hands into the Beis HaMikdash, where he's not supposed to go, he gets malchus. gets malchus. That means Biyah makes a shma Biyah. So how could he base? So Tosva says, maybe there's a difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaMenuga. And that's a fruitful area to look into. That even if you want to say, Biyah b'miksas, different areas in halacha, right, might require different things. There might be more of a chomer din by Beis HaMikdash. Why? Again, conceptually, it might be a difference. By a Beis HaMenuga, what's the isser of a tar person being in a tamei house? So if only your hands went in, you're not in there. By Mikdash, it might be being machnis tuma lemikdash. So even if only part of you went in, you're still machnis tuma lemikdash. Right? One case, you're the tamei, and the other case, the bias is the tamei. There's a difference between the two. But Tosfos just mentions the chilik, and it's our job to think of the svara. Either way, that is suggestion number two. So it's like the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds like Rabbi Akiva. So they ask the Gemara, but look, make Rabbi Akiva. Just say it's like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Yadayev Tchilas Havyan. Why do you have to say it's like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is the author. So says the Gemara, Dilma, ki kam Rabbi Akiva, hani mili, b'chum v'kachim, the chamiri. Maybe Rabbi Akiva says hands only have the status of Rishon by Truma and Kachim, which are very chamor. Avo l'chul and shnios havyan. Who says he would ever say that regarding Chulin? So Rabbi Shimon Elazar is the one that extended it. Says the Gemara of Levinami Shnios. One second, if it's talking about Rabbi Akiva, even if they're Shnios, it would be okay. Why? Tashamina Leila Rabbi Akiva, Damar Shenios Ishlishi Bechulin. Rabbi Akiva paskins, not like what we paskin. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Sheni can even make a Shlishi Bechulin. Ditznan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Bo by Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva, on that day, the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed, they had all those halachos that were renewed, V'chol Kli Cheres V'chulu. The Pasik, by a Kli Cheres, Yitma, shall become Tameh. Tameh lo namer el Yitma. The Lashon Asid is used, Yitma, L'Tameh Achirim, V'limit al Kikar Sheni Shuosa Shlishi Bechulin. Rabbi Akiva paskins, Sheni can even make a Shlishi Bechulin. We paskin only by Truma and Kachim. So once it's Rabbi Akiva, so even a Sheni, you don't need it to be a Risha. Dilma hanimili b'tumah daraisa, avo b'drabana lo. No, maybe Rabbi Akiva would only say that by tumah daraisa, by drabana, and he would not say that. So again, that's why it can't be Rabbi Akiva for double reasons. It can't be Rabbi Akiva Sheni, it can't be Rabbi Akiva Rishon, because by both of those, he only might say it by chamor, dinim, by daraisis, or by truma and kachim. So that's why the Gemara suggested it's Rabbi Shimon Elazar Shita, who holds like Rabbi Akiva, but extends it even to Adin Darabana. And number three, right, we didn't reject that. That's an accepted suggestion. And then we're going to get to number three, B'ed Hashem, next time when we talk about Amar of Elazar, but we'll have to stop here. Okay, again, today's shiur was sponsored. The week's shiur was Rav Shlomo Shmuel Ben Reb Yitzchak. We thank the family for the sponsorship. Okay, we'll stop here.